The leader of the far-right movement in France, Marine Le Pen, presided over her political party's annual meeting this weekend. On the program, a surprise guest speaker from America, former White House advisor Steve Bannon. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Bannon's message about ethno-nationalism got a warm welcome.
Yeah, Monsieur Steve Bannon.
Bannon was introduced to a cheering National Front crowd in the northern French city of Lille. The American populist strategist arrived straight from Italy, where he'd gone to congratulate the Italian far right on its victory in recent parliamentary elections. He told the French populace not to be ashamed because they're part of a growing world movement.
Let them call you racist.
Laissez-vous appeler raciste.
Let them call you xenophobes.
Mais laissez-vous appeler xénophobes.
Let them call you nativist. Wear it as a badge of honor. Because every day we get stronger and they get weaker.
Christian Macarion is deputy editor of news magazine L'Express.
Bannon coming is a kind of blessing coming from America, from the only model that works in a way, Trump.
Macarion says Trumpism gives hope to French populace that they too can close their borders and put up tariffs. But he says Bannon's appearance is also a sign that Marine Le Pen is finished in France, so she's looking to boost her populist stature internationally. Polls show only 16% of the French now think Le Pen would make a good president, and fewer than 30% think her party should be in any kind of leadership position. Macarion says Le Pen has never recovered from losing to President Emmanuel Macron last year, especially her disastrous debate performance against him.
This debate has shown the whole country that Marine Le Pen was not thinkable, was not possible as a president for a country called France.
L'AME attribué aux clandestins.
Le Pen also announced a name change to the party in the hopes of completing the break with its racist, anti-Semitic image. But despite the new name, National Rally, Le Pen hammered the same old themes. She got a standing ovation for calling for an end to legal as well as illegal immigration. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.